Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind! Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind!
Welcome back! Welcome back, 17 to the hour, celebrating the 21st anniversary of Wayne Cruz joining us on the show as a member of our brain. It's a founding, an original founding member of our brain crust. Hey, Wayne, happy anniversary, baby.
Hey, thank you, man. I'm loving hearing the Little River Band. I hadn't heard that in a while.
21 years. Awesome. Well, the last time was probably your 20th anniversary. 21 years, buddy.
That's right.
Who else have you been hanging out with for 21 years?
That's right. I've been with you, man. But it's great to try to work on these regulatory issues that affect small business. And you were talking about Congress working to get things done, and it reminded me, we were talking about during the break, I want them to work together, but I hope they can get some things undone too, not just done.
Well, that's right, exactly.
And I believe there's some potential.
Wayne, hold on a second. I got something else I want to talk about. I want you to talk to us about social media regulation. Some of the stuff. Folks, this is fairly new stuff. This is stuff we haven't really covered before, but these are some things that you need to know because some of these regulations are going to be, you're going to like them because you're going to think, okay, that need to be done. But some of them might be impinging upon some of the things you want to do. So talk to us about those.
Yeah, Jim, you know how a lot of times when we've talked about the economic regulation and health and safety and environmental and paperwork, well, social media regulation is one of the big new areas. And this is all over controversies with respect to the perceived market power of the Googles of the world, the Facebooks of the world.
It's not perceived. It's real.
It's real market power, and we
control. It's not just power; it's control. Wayne, they have it.
These guys have a lot of power, and this is one of the areas where you've seen both parties say they want the federal government to step in and do something about the market power they have. My concern with it, Jim, is that the regulatory control, just like the way regulation backfires in other areas, the regulatory control here can backfire as well. That's one of the problems I see. So you know how antitrust regulation can work in the benefit of the company that's the target of it. Remember when Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook testified in Congress over a year ago now, it's about a year and two months. They said, look, if we institute privacy regulations, say, is that going to benefit Facebook? And he admitted there in front of on Capitol Hill that, yeah, if you put that regulation in place, he's not going to have any trouble meeting the standards. See, that's one of the problems with the regulation, Jim. And it's a little bit the same with some of the big controversy now is over bias of social media. You know, the YouTube bias.
That's not just the algorithms. It's from the people, the political positions of the people who create the algorithms.
I'll have a new report on this. You'll probably get a kick out of in a month or two. But you've got recordings of Google personnel and management talking about fretting over the election of Trump and things that, and they clearly are biased.
Conservatives and Google are run out of town. We know their names, folks. We know their names. The ones who got run out of town.
There's some that have been cut off. In fact, 2 days ago or yesterday, I guess it was yesterday, Google made another announcement of hundreds of thousands of accounts that had been taken down, of videos that had been taken down. The problem with it, Jim, is in order to manage that system, and remember, Google and Facebook are not the internet. And you remember we had a MySpace that went away and an AltaVista search engine that went away. Yep. Remember, the internet is virtually infinite. And, while these companies do have market power, my concern is the government's got a whole lot more market power.
The only thing,
Wayne,
I covered this in my book, in the introduction of my book. I have a whole section about what we're talking about right now in terms of the concept of it. And the point that I made was the government actions are analog. Their responses, their solutions, and their techniques and tools, systems and structures and institutions are all analog. They're dealing with technology problems, and they don't know how to create a technological solution. And I'll be honest with you, Wayne, I'm not sure anybody does, but I do know the government doesn't move fast enough. And here's what everything you said. Here's the thing that I think
I've
is the most troubling.
The pacing problem.
The thing that's the most troubling is for Mark Zuckerberg to admit to the government, we can't regulate ourselves. We need you to help us. That's a scary thought, Wayne.
That's the worst, and that's the big critique I have in my new paper.
Yep.
But the problem we have is if he's calling for regulation, and you have Republican senators like Josh Hawley calling for regulations, and Hawley's where Zuckerberg wants to regulate things like hate speech or harmful content or offensive content and set up a civil rights program on Facebook, which he's done all these things. Meanwhile, simultaneously, Hawley is saying he wants the FTC, the same FTC that overregulates us sometimes and goes a little batty with antitrust, the same FTC, the five commissioners there to vote and certify online platforms that they get a political objectivity certificate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jim, that's going to backfire.
That's going to backfire.
On the right or the
especially
what that'll mean.
Especially when they who gets to decide what's hate speech? That's the problem.
Exactly. The problem.
Hold on, Wayne. I got to take a quick break. I'm gonna let you come back and talk about this some more after the break, folks. This is one of the most important issues of our time right now. This deal about privacy and security.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.